This is Senator Hubert Humphrey. We stand today at a historic crossroad. We can accept the economic policies of the past that have brought us inflation and recession, and we call it stagflation, or we can replace it with a new economic policy that will put all of America's resources back to work. The Full Employment and Balanced Growth Act of 1976, which I've introduced within the last few days, will do just that. This bill is, in my view, the most comprehensive and important economic legislation that has been proposed in Congress since the Employment Act of 1946. Now, it begins with the idea that work and productivity are better than welfare and waste. It establishes the right of all Americans able, willing, and seeking work to opportunities for useful jobs at fair wages. But the bill does not end there. It is much more than just one more jobs bill. It is a general economic policy bill that proposes fundamental reform in the management of our economy so that full employment and balanced economic growth are achieved and maintained. The bill provides for new structures and processes which the President, the Congress, and the Federal Reserve are required to develop each year common economic goals and priorities so that there is a clear set of national economic targets to be pursued. In other words, it calls upon the President and the Congress to state where we want to go and how we're going to get there. The bill also provides for some long-range thinking on economic policy so that we can detect the problems before they become crises. It requires that we set new priorities and develop new policies to achieve our goals. The bill provides the only way to achieve real economy and government. It requires a systematic annual evaluation of all federal regulations and programs to determine if they're still workable and worthwhile. Over a five-year period, every single federal government program and all regulations will have to be reviewed, reevaluated, and reenacted if they are going to be public law. This will mean that a lot of old-fashioned things that still are in our law books will be removed, and it can provide literally billions of dollars of savings to the taxpayer. Direct anti-inflation action is also required under my bill. In conjunction with the President's annual economic report, the President is required to submit proposals to raise productivity, to increase the supplies of critical items that are needed in our economy, like food and energy, to strengthen and enforce the antitrust laws and such other actions as are necessary to promote reasonable price stability. Now, all of the reforms I have mentioned, and there are many more, are set in the context of achieving the goal of reducing unemployment to 3% of the adult labor force as promptly as possible, but within no more than 4 years after the date of the enactment of this act. It is unemployment which is the colossal waste in this country. It is unemployment which keeps up prices and keeps taxes high and keeps government deficits high. And we've got to remove and eliminate unemployment. Of special importance, of course, is the development of a comprehensive youth employment program. And we provide for that in this legislation. I'm confident that my bill will receive early attention in both houses of the Congress. Now, another matter, post offices in the rural areas of our country. One of my concerns has been that we could provide postal services for our people in all parts of rural America. On March 10th, I advised the Postmaster General of my strong opposition to his proposal to close many of these smaller post offices out in our smaller towns and villages. I pointed out that the Congress has passed a law known as the National Rural Development Act, which emphasizes the importance of economic and social development of the smaller towns and rural communities. It is public law and public policy. The law calls upon the government of the United States to provide the same quality of service to the smaller communities that it does to our urban centers. I informed the Postmaster General that I want that law respected and obeyed, and that I'm the author of that law. It's about time that this government recognized that the Postal Service is indeed a service and not just a business. Rural America needs post offices just like urban America. And it's time for the Congress to dig in and tell the Postmaster General We want postal services out where the people live. Thank you.